The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. We just finished the most wonderful session with Shari Batone, who is the Senior Mobility Manager for the town. And just call her. Call 311 for any information, because she will help you navigate the town and how to fix your car and how to do many, many things from transportation, from mobility. That's it. Mobility is her title, and it's very important and it's a good title for her.
You know, if you think about it, mobility and your mind and your health, of course, but mobility is one of the key things you want in one way or another, because once you have no mobility, you've got a different game altogether. You know, and mobility is a word that covers everything, really, as has been pointed out today. You know, walking, driving, getting out of a chair, you know, everything is mobility if you think about it.
You know who probably came up with that name? Mobility Manager? I said, you know who probably came up with the name Mobility Manager? Yeah. Christina Lou. Yeah. He's in charge of everything. She probably came up and said, no, we're not going to call you transportation specialist. You are a mobility manager.
I like that. Yes, I can't take full credit. Hello, everyone, and happy 2021. It's good to be back. It's good to see you guys. And I think I must say, I mean, I'm a little biased, but I think you guys really, opened with a bang. So I'm very impressed. I think we're starting 2021 off very informational. And it's, you know, and I have to give a shout out to Shari. It's really, she does such an incredible job. And, you know, it's just another example too, she had touched upon in the beginning of the segment, just the response to this whole pandemic when it first hit, and how transportation made, you know, everyone pull together and made all these changes. And I think it was really just absolutely wonderful. So it's really just great information. And like I said, I can't tell you enough, her information is practical for everyone, regardless if you're a senior or not a senior. You know, we laugh all the time when we talk about her CarFit program. And, you know, to this day, I am so aware of certain tips that she's given me. You know, I forever was driving around seeing my car in the mirrors. And you weren't supposed to do that, because you were supposed to spread it out. You don't want to see your car because you know you're in your car. So that's something that I actually think of all the time when I drive. So there are little tips that are helpful. And I just think it was a really great segment, especially, you know, how to be safe in the, hopefully we don't get any snow anymore. Now if we do, we're all prepared for that. So,
you know, to me, Shari is an example of the entire Project Independence organization and team. The attitude, she's engaged in what she's doing. She cares about what she's doing. And that's true of all of you who are involved with Project Independence from the top down. And I think that's great. And that's why people are so fortunate to have Project Independence. But anyhow, that's my, I don't get paid. I don't work.
Project that's right. We're not bribing Otto, but that's really, no, it's good to hear. And I have to say, you know, especially during this time, it even, listen, you forget sometimes, you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of things. And, you know, during this pandemic, a lot of people are, some people are in the office, some people are working from home, you know, it's kind of all changes day to day. But I have to say that the team at Project Independence really pulls together, and it's amazing, because no matter where anyone is, I mean, the communication is as strong as ever. So it's really
team.
It is, and it's nice, you know, because it hits you every once in a while, you'll see. And you know, this is always my favorite time of the year into, you know, pulling all the data together from the previous year. So I've currently been trying to do that. And it's just, it's amazing just to see really what we've accomplished, especially during this very difficult time. So as soon as I have that, I will surely, I know John loves the good statistics. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so, I'll have everything submitted. So that should be great. So.
I just want to also bring to everybody's attention at 11:15 today, we're going to try to be doing something different in the second half when it happens. But on Nassau County Controller Jack Shearman will be coming on with an announcement. Anything that makes the Christina Lou show better, we're going to do. And going forward, I said, we'll always have our first hour guest, which is very nice. And then we have the Christina Lou show to talk about life, what's happening in the town, around the town, with us, with anybody. But if somebody has something of consequence to and wants to make an announcement, that helps people. That's what we're here for.
I think that's great. You know, John and I off air talked about this, and it's really so wonderful because, you know, we are fortunate during this time that especially all of our local government, you know, whether it's the town or the county or so on, you know, so much information is changing rapidly and new programs and different things are coming out. You know, we're living in a society where we kind of got to be flexible and go with the day-to-day madness. So I think this is a great forum. You know, the fact that we have the show every week to have someone come on and share information that's really beneficial and that's going to help you. So I think it's, I'm excited that we have a forum to do this. So stay tuned. We'll see. So hopefully we'll have a whole bunch. You know, it's exciting to have the controller come on in a few minutes, and it's great. So this is something to stay tuned for 2021. Who knows? We're starting with big things, guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since we are talking about 2021, let's give an early shout out to Dan.
Absolutely.
Dan Cox is the guy who makes this happen. He popped in at the very end of last year, so we all know what he looks like.
Yes,
so
the Wizard of Oz was unveiled at the end of 2020.
When you see his picture in the post, it was.
A voice in the background.
There he is. There's our Wizard of Oz. He just pipes.
Hey, again, Dan.
I'm just going to be the kind of godlike voice every once in a while. I'm not going to go on camera anymore.
He only comes out for special occasions. I like to drag him out on anniversaries and birthdays. You know, that's my favorite thing. But yes, you know, it's really, it's exciting. Last year, obviously, was tough. And we even at the radio show had to kind of get creative and flexible. And I think, you know, it's really a time, which I'm just going to say again and start off 2021, is saying, you know, how blessed we are to have this program. And the fact that, you know, when this all hit us in March, we had to pull together, and it was April. We were able to use the Zoom platform to do our radio program. And I have to say, I'm so proud of it. I'm proud of all the guests we had in 2020 and that we're going to continue to have in 2021. It's really important, and we're getting information out there. And like I said, it's just making people informed and their lives a little better. Which I think is great that we're able to do. And now we're on TV. You know, we've been on TV now for a few months. So it's opened our forum. You know, you could watch old episodes on our website. You could watch it on the WCWP YouTube page. So you could watch us, listen to us. You could really, I mean, we're everywhere now. So you could really do all kinds of things.
And we're everywhere. I love it.
We're everywhere. Watch out, guys. But it's definitely something I think to spread the word, and it's wonderful. So I'm proud. I'm starting off 2021 grateful for you all, and that we're back. It's been, you know, I was having some withdrawals. You know, it was 2 weeks. I we didn't get to sit and have our therapy sessions. So
actually, 3 weeks.
Was it 3 weeks?
Since the last show.
Oh yes, that's right. Since the last yeah. So, please, my days. I'm lucky. I know what day it is today. Everything is kind of a whirlwind, but it's good to be back, and we're going to have a lot of exciting guests coming up, you know, in the next couple of months. So I'm proud of that. And I'm glad to see you all are doing well. I hope everyone had a happy and a healthy holiday. I know it was a little different for everyone, but I hope everyone had a good
100%, holiday. Really big difference. I mean, it's, you know, you got to do it. I think it finally hit me. It's gross. It's terrible. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But we have no choice. You know, I have 3 kids. I saw each one individually, not in my area. So my 6 foot kind of thing. They were in one room. I'm in the other. It was just pathetic. Because normally, you know, we're all together for Christmas.
Of course.
Ripping presents and watching 6 grandkids throw something away because they didn't want it. They make a face like, what is this? Chocolate. You know, but it's the truth. And then you know, this year was different. I mean, Christmas Day, Christmas Day, my mother-in-law, which I talk about, she was out because that's the only person. I mean, you know, I'm not going to have her by herself, but her and Steph sat in the kitchen and I sat in the den. And actually, I'll share this because then we're going to have a break in a few minutes, but this is a terrible story. And I have no problem in sharing. I actually cried on Christmas Day. Why this happened, I have no idea. Since I've been born, my mother always made turkey dinner for Christmas, the exact same turkey dinner that we have for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and Christmas was turkey. And my kids grew up calling it the American meal. I didn't want to make turkey. I felt, you know, that my kids weren't around. So I made a pot roast. And Steph called it beef bourguignon, to be fancy about it. And I swear to God, at one point, I wasn't happy in the first place. It was a rough couple of weeks. And I sat at the kitchen table. I started crying. I said, who the hell makes pot roast for Christmas? And then, of course,
A lot of people do.
And Peter said, it's a change. It's a new sign. Let's look at it as a new beginning. Because I talked to him. I was like, I'm out of my mind here today. I don't know why I didn't make turkey. I don't make it. Steph makes it. Yeah. And I said, it's just your mother's coming. Just relax. You know, it's a one pot kind of dish. It was bad.
No, you know what it is.
I got over it. It's turned out good. Over it.
It's just different, you know, and I think that's, you know, we'll obviously get into that later in the show too. I think now everyone is, you know, this has been a long road. Everyone's kind of raw and nerves are shot, frankly. So I feel like, listen, I know for myself at the drop of the hat, who knows what we, I mean, I'll just bawl and out of nowhere half the time. But I think it's important to talk about and it's important to stay hopeful. Like I said, you know, obviously it was very different for you, John, you know, and I know for myself too, I'm used to these big gatherings of everyone, of the kids, of my friends. So, you know, I had to, you know, that was a change for me. You know, I had to get creative and to see, you know, like you were saying, you saw individually people. So that was that. And then, you know, you got to make sure everyone's good and healthy and safe. So it's a whole lot of different things to adjust.
Very good. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And when we come back, we are going to be honored to have with us Jack Shearman, who is the Nassau County Controller, with a very special announcement. It's always a pleasure to talk to Jack. We'll be right back.